You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today the show is brought to you by SixTimeMommy.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today, I'm really excited to have such an inspiring guest on the line, a motivational rapper, speaker, role model, and counter-bully Uncle Adams from Canada. Hi, Uncle Adams. How are you today?
Hi, Jacqueline. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming on. You have such a great story, and I'm so excited to share it with our listeners. So please tell me, you know, how you got into the, you know, music industry to begin with.
Sure, it's been a long road thus far, but I'll see if I can sum it up for you here. Well, when I was 13 years old, my sister's boyfriend at the time lent me his Ice Cube rap CD. And I fell in love with hip-hop music at that time. I loved the beats, I loved the rhymes, I loved how it made me feel. It was like self-empowering, and that sparked a dream inside of me. That sparked something inside of me where I was like, hey, you know, this is a passion for me. Maybe I can pursue this and eventually do it for a living.
Amazing. Now, how did it come about, though, that you started to, you know, promote anti-bullying in your lyrics? You know, what inspired you to start doing that?
Well, in 2013, quite frankly, I got sick of hearing about all the tragic bullying that was happening with people and the suicide that was happening. People, kids were taking their lives because they were being treated so poorly. So I said to myself, I really don't like that. I want to do something about it. And I thought to myself, what can I do? Okay, I'm a rapper. Maybe I can make a song to help people. So I wrote a song called I Am Stronger, and I designed it to mend the broken spirits of those being bullied and to lift people up and to speak to the kids. So I developed a presentation, speaking in schools and performing for kids and teaching them to live life with purpose.
That's so wonderful. So in a little bit, we'll be tuning in to one of your first viral songs, I Am Stronger. So can you tell us a little bit about the song?
That was the first... one of the first songs where I realized I had this ability to, like, lift people up and impact their lives with my music.
So what inspires your lyrics? You know, obviously you promote anti-bullying. What's the story behind your lyrics?
I make music about things that I want to change in the world. So bullying is one of the things I made a song about. I have songs about fitness, self-harm, climate change, drinking and driving. I want to raise awareness about these issues. And when I do it through music, people tend to listen more and spread it around. But that's not all I make music about. I mean, one of my albums is called Humble Beginnings. So I come from very humble beginnings. I was a heavy equipment operator for 10 years, and that reflects in my music. I don't rap about, you know, fancy cars and things like that. I mean, I rap about real life, you know, day-to-day stuff.
Right, which is why so many people relate to it, which is so great.
Right.
Speaking of great, we are going to now go on commercial break and listen to Uncle Adam's song, I Am Stronger. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few moments.
I'm Uncle Adams, and you're listening to I Am Stronger on The Social Scene.
So inconsiderate, you say you're not the problem, the school system is. Well, picture this, yeah, sick as it is. There's a whole lot of kids who do not want to live, searching up and down the halls for a Ritalin fix, not knowing how upset the vice principal gets when he gets another call from another troubled mom, crying on the phone, saying that his son sobs, asking himself what he did to deserve this, just because he looks a little different on the surface. Maybe it's the way he acts, or the crazy fact that his dad passed away last May from a heart attack. He already feels alone and confused, and to top it off, he goes to school and gets abused. I am smarter, I am stronger, I will take it no longer. I have feelings, I'm a person, I will live life with purpose. I am smarter, I am stronger, I will take it up. Strange people coming through the house that would take stuff. She felt ashamed every day from the waist up. She covered up with cover up to try and hide, and sat alone every single day at lunchtime. Then came the rumors, whispers and gossip. She was too bothered to focus on topics. Grades started dropping, running out of options. Kids said she was better off in a coffin. She started to believe God's evil is these, struggling for a reason to breathe. One night someone put a picture on Facebook of a cow. It said this is how Shay looks. She read it with the tears streaming down her cheek. Then she went to sleep permanently. She drank bleach.
I am smarter, I am stronger, I will take it no longer. I have feelings, I'm a person, I will live life with purpose. I am smarter, I am stronger, I will take it no longer. I have feelings, I'm a person, I will live life with purpose.
That I wrote in this song and use them as the strength that you hold in your palm. When you see a fellow classmate treated in a bad way, stand up for him and support him like a back brace. No sad face, opposite emoticon. I know it's tough, but you gotta keep holding on. You feel like you wanna burst like a soda pop. He wasn't raised right, he doesn't know to stop. Part of growing up is treating folks with respect. It's not a talent to speak with a vile dialect. I'm not saying I'm perfect, there's things I regret, but I can do good with all the time I've left. I speak the truth and I believe in you. If you're not willing to change, get up and leave the room. I gave you a chance, take your evil demons too. But as you walk away, this is what we say to you.
I am smarter, I am stronger, I will take it no longer. I have feelings, I'm a person, I will live life with purpose. I am smarter, I am stronger, I will take it no longer. I have feelings, I'm a person, I will live life with purpose. Purpose.
And that is I Am Stronger by Uncle Adams. Be sure to check that out today on uncleadams.com. And we are officially back on the social scene with Uncle Adams on the line. So I definitely want to talk about all your endorsements. I know you said, you know, you now go to schools and all that stuff, but it's amazing that you have now politicians that support you, police departments, paramedics, you know, all across the board. So that must be really rewarding too, right?
Yeah, it's great. Because the nature of my music is so positive and helping people with these messages and raising awareness about things in a way that people absorb and actually listen to, as a result of all that, I'm endorsed by school systems and stuff. Like, you know, I do presentations all over the place. My main one is an anti-bullying presentation. I just did one yesterday. My friend J.C. Wild and I also have an addiction presentation where we talk about how we changed our lives. You know, we both used to hang out with the bad crowd and we're living kind of negative lifestyles, and we totally transformed our lives. So now we go around teaching people how they can do it to themselves too. They play my music and music videos in school systems around the world, Australia, the UK, you name it. So I'm very grateful that my work is having such an impact on the planet.
Definitely. I mean, I also loved too, you know, how I saw all of these people that were like sharing their stories of how your songs have changed them. I mean, how amazing is that?
If you pursue the thing that you are meant to do, then you will live a truly free life, because you're not going to work, you know, hating your job and just there for a paycheck. You're doing something that you feel passionate about. You're doing the thing that you're supposed to do.
Right. It's very fulfilling. Agreed. So, but what do you do in your free time? Tell us, like, you know, what do you enjoy doing?
I like to work out, go to restaurants with my girlfriend, hang out with friends at their houses, watch movies, floor hockey, air hockey, ping pong. All kinds of stuff like that. Like, I'm really at a stage in my life where I'm not into the whole party thing. I kind of been there, done that.
Right.
And it's just not for me anymore. I mean, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do any drugs. I'm very clear-headed and really focused on embracing all that life has to offer.
That's so great. Love it. I love your whole outlook on life. It's very inspiring. So regarding...
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So regarding, you know, your albums, you have two right now, right?
Yes, I have Humble Beginnings, And then I have a new album, Pulse, that I released in 2015. And then I have 6 singles. So I have 29 songs in my music catalog already. And I'm coming out with, I'm dropping my new single and music video called Original, which is all about just being yourself. No matter what anyone thinks, kind of screw them. Just be original. Don't be like everybody else. And that's going to be dropping on March 19th.
That's awesome. Really, really exciting. Congratulations. I'm sure we'll all be looking forward to hearing that. We'll talk about, you know, at the end where they can download and listen to that. So who is somebody you really admire, you know, as an entrepreneur, musician, singer, in the field that you're in?
Everybody looks up to someone. You know, mm-hmm. I'm a role model for a lot of kids. And I myself have role models. Some of them have passed away. Some of them are still alive. I look up to people like Nelson Mandela, people who have been through extreme hardships, but at the end of the day, still came out with a smile on their face. People like Muhammad Ali, who believes in himself and believed in himself, you know, without a wavering doubt, and for that reason was successful. People like Nikola Tesla, Steve Jobs, people that see the world in a different way and change the world throughout their lifespan. Those right. are the types of people that I look up to.
I love it. So it's like each piece of them helps, I mean, motivate you day to day, it seems like, because they all have different specialties, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think that all of us are bits and pieces of all the people we've ever learned stuff from.
Definitely.
Teachers, parents, role models. That's what's so cool about the human race, is we can gather all this information that we've learned from past generations and pass it down. It's what makes us unique. It's why we rule the planet.
Right. Absolutely. So cool. So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? What are some goals you have?
I'm highly ambitious. I have a lot of goals, a lot of plans. I have a huge map in my room. It's a world map with accomplishments. It's like a game. It's like a big risk board, but it takes up the entire wall. And I have stickers color coordinated of different achievements, objectives, things that I've done. I want to get a gold record. I want to get a platinum record, maybe several. I want to make a movie. I want to do a world tour. I just signed an international management deal. I fully intend on becoming a household name. I want to keep covering topics and helping people with my music, continue my motivational speaking, my school presentations. I want to sell out arenas. I want to continue to develop my own company, which is the Uncle Adams Entertainment Group. I want to keep teaching people to tap into their true potential. And most importantly, I want to inspire the next generation of difference makers and world changers.
Absolutely.
Because they're just kids today, but one day these kids are going to be in charge of running our planet. So investing time and energy into our young people is one of the most intelligent things we can do as a society, in my opinion.
Absolutely. That couldn't have been more well stated. That is so true. So that's really inspiring. So I keep getting inspired by you, Uncle Adam. So thank you so much for sharing
all your knowledge. Well, that's good. It's working then.
It is. So tell everybody where they can download your songs and follow you on social media.
Sure. If they want to just get to know me a little more, they can go to my YouTube channel. Just type in Uncle Adams on YouTube. I spell Uncle with a K, so it's UNKLEADAMS. And there is where you can watch all my music videos. I have motivational videos, just videos of the topic of the day, all kinds of stuff on there. I'm on every other account, too. Like, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Everything is uniform. It's Uncle Adams right across the board. My website is uncleadams.com. You could just even type it in Google if you want, and a bunch of stuff will come up. So, yeah, there's lots of different ways to reach out and connect with me.
Fabulous. Well, Uncle Adams, it was such a pleasure to have you on the social scene. Thank you so much for coming on, and you are always welcome back.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Great name, by the way, The Social Scene. I love it. I think it's a winner.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to The Social Scene. Definitely check out Uncle Adams and definitely download some of his songs. They're so great. Did you tell us your website?
Yes, uncleadams.com.
Perfect. All right, everybody, definitely check him out. Definitely download the songs. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always, and stay tuned till next time. Today, the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Don't forget, The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at JZSocialEnterprises@gmail.com.